Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month throughout the United States. And Clatsop County's Women's Resource Center is involved with a couple of events coming up this weekend, including the second annual Soup for the Soul event this coming Sunday. Why is Domestic Violence Awareness Month important? What does Clatsop County Women's Resource Center do? Today in the studio, I have with me Catherine Burr. She is the Community Program Manager for the Clatsop County Women's Resource Center. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I stumbled over all that this morning.
Oh, no worries. And I got a bit of a cold, so we're a great match.
Okay,
we're a great
good.
Pair.
But I also have in the studio Ben Bradshaw. Ben is a Junior Victim Services Coordinator for the Clatsop County District Attorney's Office. Hi, Ben.
Hi, good morning, Donna.
I'm glad you're here.
Oh, good to be here.
Before we talk about these very important events happening and the issue itself of domestic violence, let's talk a little bit about each of you. Catherine, for listeners who may not be familiar with you, please tell us a little bit about Catherine Burr.
Well, oddly enough, I'm from North Pole, Alaska, if you can believe that. And
Did you hang out with Santa?
Oh, he's my uncle.
Oh, he's your uncle. Okay.
Yeah, so you better be nice to me.
Okay.
Anyways, I actually came to Clatsop County through Job Corps. I was very young. I was 18, a bit lost in the world, if you will.
And aren't we all?
Yeah.
We may pretend, but we're all just...
I thought I knew a lot at 18. My goodness. So I came to Tongue Point Job Corps, and I'm a graduate of Tongue Point Job Corps, and I decided to stay in Clatsop County. And they gave me an opportunity to go to college for a while, and I just made a story on my home. I love it here.
And you've been working with the Women's Resource Center for how long?
Well, collectively, about 10 years. Oddly enough, I came there for as the bookkeeper. So all I right. fell in love with the work. I really wanted to do something that meant something. I wanted to give back. And I definitely got that at Job Corps. Job Corps saved my life and really helped me to address some of my issues as a young woman. And I just wanted to give back. So the Women's Resource Center fit like peas and carrots, me and them.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That's very inspiring. And Ben Bradshaw, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I went to high school here in Oregon, in Dallas, Oregon. Graduated, studied nursing at Linfield College, did not graduate, worked for OHSU for 10 years on their legal desk working with crime victims and a number of other facets. Came to Clatsop County a year and a half ago, and I've been working as a victim coordinator for the district attorney's office for a year now.
And what does that mean? I mean, tell us what you do in your position there.
As a victim services coordinator, we are here to support the victims through the criminal justice process. We do not want a victim to be re-victimized by the criminal justice system, and there's a number of rights that a victim has here in the state of Oregon. So we're there really to be matched up with the victims of crime to make sure they know what their rights are, to be there to support them during hearings and during trial, and really to be there with them from the beginning of an incident to make sure, and working with others in our community to make sure that they're taken care of as best they can.
All right. And do you enjoy this work?
I love my job. I absolutely love my job.
It's so important when you feel like you really are making a difference, and every day you're doing something valuable like this.
Yeah, bookkeeping isn't, I mean, it's a great job, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I could really ever do anything else.
And your position is you coordinate programs such as the upcoming programs this
weekend. I do currently. I've kind of, climbed the ladder a little bit, if you will, in the nonprofit world. For 5 years, actually, I was the main responder of domestic violence and sexual assault. And so I did that straight for 5 years, 24 hours a day, 356 days a year, right? That's how many years there are, or days there are. It was really quite something. So it's really kind of neat because Ben in the DA's office and the Women's Resource Center work together very collectively because we're often on the scene the night before and then we're working with victims assistance the next day to try to kind of bridge services, wrap around services for the victim.
That coordination is so important. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with the Clatsop County Women's Resource Center, could you just quickly just tell what the mission statement is and the kinds of services you all provide?
Well, basically what we're here to do is to engage our community members to look at how we can have healthy relationships. We are here to really look at domestic violence, offer services to victims of domestic violence, as well as sexual assault. So we're a dual program agency. We offer services to both victims of domestic violence and sexual assault.
And I think the educational component is such an important piece, because I made an assumption, which I said earlier before we went on the air, and I said, well, when a victim calls and decides to get help, the abuser then has an opportunity to get help too. And then I said, I think aren't most abusers, doesn't it happen because of stress and because they maybe had a difficult childhood or they don't know how to deal with things? And then tell our listeners what you said to my kind of assumption about that.
Well, the answer's no. Unfortunately, I wish it was that simple. I really do, because then anger management or stress management would be fixing the problem. Unfortunately, what we have is a belief system that is generally taught in childhood. And abusers often are victims of domestic violence and abuse as children. That is true. And I think there needs to be sensitivity. And I think that we need to look at how we can help abusers. However, what I know is that if they're so advanced in the system of thinking that they have the right to use power and control over another human being, if they've developed that belief system, then unfortunately they don't have the ability to take accountability. And so, you know, batterer's treatment does have some, you know, some real opportunities. And there's different types of abusers. You know, we have the typical average abuser. And then we get into psychopathic batterers and even antisocial batterers. So it's not as just a one easy answer.
But there is a belief system that the abuser owns the victim and
yes,
therefore can do, you are mine, I can do whatever I wish.
Absolutely.
And then the victim, so then we have to help the victims become healthier and grow their self-esteem. And I'm sure you see that in your work, Ben.
Absolutely. We need to be able to, statistically, women who can successfully get away from a male abuser do so through the education they receive at their local women's resource center. And every county will have a women's resource center. It's really the education component, the cycle of violence, being able to show a woman the cycle of abuse and how abuser abuses, and have her look at her situation and recognize what the abuser is actually doing. And it is true that abusers abuse because they like to abuse people. And women who are abused aren't women that like to be abused. They're usually women who are sought after by these abusers for possible personality traits, women that will be quiet about it, women that will put up with it. Mm-hmm. So it's very important when we work with our victims that we do work closely with the Women's Resource Center, referring them to these services and to these educational components, because we have a really short amount of time.
A lot of people don't know what's normal. They think this is normal. And I'm assuming that October Domestic Violence Awareness Month, part of the reason that this happens this month all over the nation, and that there are events such as the ones that you are involved with, which we'll talk about in a minute, because you want to try to let people know, you need to educate people and let people know this is not normal. This is that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, really what we're looking at here is health of the family. You know, it's not that we don't want to assist the whole family. We're not here to push any kind of agenda of, oh, leave the so-and-so, you know. We're here to assist anyone who is a victim of domestic violence in living a healthier life.
Let's talk just briefly, and then we'll talk again about these events, too. What are the two events coming up? Who are you working with, and what's happening this weekend?
Well, holy Toledo, this weekend is the weekend of all weekends when it comes to domestic violence. On Saturday, the DVC in conjunction
with... What is the DVC?
Domestic Violence Council, thank you. It's a group that comes together basically all agencies that are involved with domestic violence, from the court system to us to, you know, the law enforcement, the list goes on and on. But this is a Healthy Homes 5K fun run and walk. And Ben, do you want to maybe take a look? Ben's been sitting on the committee for this, so why don't you chat a little bit about this?
The fun run was going to be happening this Saturday. It's going to start at 10 a.m. at the Maritime Memorial Park. We do need volunteers, and if anybody is interested in volunteering, we're asking that people show up between 9 and 9:30, and we can absolutely put them to work. It's going to start, the route starts at the memorial, at the Maritime Memorial Park underneath the Astoria Megler Bridge, and that is where we're going to ask volunteers to show up. Volunteers can absolutely contact me ahead of time. My work phone number is 503-325-3940 if they need any more information. And this is just going to be a wonderful event. It's going to be an active event. People are going to be walking, running. Children are going to be there. We're going to have booths, educational booths, and lots of fun stuff for the kids.
How long is this walk? So if someone wants to volunteer, they can show up around 9-ish at the Maritime Memorial Park under the bridge in Astoria. And then what's the scenario? I mean, how long is the walk? And
it's a 5K walk, and that works out to be about 3.1 miles.
So
it's
along the Riverwalk, is it?
Along the Riverwalk.
Okay.
And back. And we should have stations set up with water, and there will be different fun stuff along the route.
Okay. That's a wonderful thing for people to get out and do. Not only is it healthy, because mm-hmm. you're walking, physically active, mm-hmm. but you're really standing for something important. You're showing
your
support.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this year has just been really great. The Domestic Violence Council came together. You know, we're also on Sunday having the Soup for the Soul. That's our second annual Soup for the Soul down in Seaside. But they're very dedicated to bringing awareness throughout the whole county. So a different subcommittee was formed, and Andrew Fick from Astoria High School has been kind of heading up this subcommittee and is really passionate about bringing families together so that we can look at it, because it's a family problem.
Absolutely.
And how can we be healthy together? How can we start talking about the tough stuff? It's not fun to talk about domestic violence. It's hard.
And how do you get the word out? How do you do that?
Well,
you have events like this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's about, I think, really just coming together as community and starting the conversation. And, you know, our kind of tagline for Domestic Violence Awareness Month is, it is your business. It's everybody's business, because it certainly affects everybody.
Absolutely.
It does. And you're right. There is that I think there are a lot of myths and some misperceptions about it. Like, oh, I'm not involved. That doesn't have anything to do with
right.
me. And that's not really true. We are all involved, because if one part of our community is like the spoiled apple, if one part of your community is unhealthy, it affects every part of your community.
It does.
So how can we be helpful? And that's the work that you do is so important. And I really encourage people to come to these events. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about October and the fact that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And Clatsop County's Women's Resource Center is involved with two events happening this weekend. One on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Maritime Memorial Park, which is under the Astoria Megler Bridge. And that is a 5K fun run walk for children, for families. And are there going to be snacks and things there too?
There are. Okay. Actually, yeah. We're partnering with the Astoria Parks and Rec, and they've just been amazing. They really have. And so I think more people are getting involved than they have in the past.
Oh, that's great.
We're just really appreciative of everybody stepping up and saying, hey, we want to be part of this.
And that happens at 10 a.m., and that's going to be several hours probably, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so my guests today are Catherine Burr. You just heard her speaking. She is the Community Program Manager for the Women's Resource Center here in Astoria, which serves all of Clatsop County. And we also have Ben Bradshaw. He is the Junior Victim Services Coordinator for the Clatsop County District Attorney's Office. And so on Saturday, you have this opportunity to be physical, to eat, to be with community. And then what happens on Sunday at the Seaside Convention Center?
Well, hold on, because it's going to be just amazing. This is our second year doing the Soup for the Soul. And this is just a fun community event. We're going to do it in the same style that we did last year, which is a carnival event for all ages and families. One, and it is meant to be educational as well. Community members are making their homemade yummy tummy soup, you know. And this year is free, which is kind of a cool thing. Last year we did charge a small little fee, but you know what? We sat down as a group and we said, this isn't what we need to be doing. It needs to be a community sponsored event. We've gotten great, great sponsors this year that have donated generously. And so this year it's just a free event at the convention center. You know, one of the games that we'll be doing is called the Game of Life, which is an interactive game that actually teaches about the warning signs of domestic violence. And we're dealing with bullying as well and dating violence, not just, we're looking at how can we be healthier as a community?
I think that's a very important focus because it is, it's all connected. And the Soup for the Soul is happening Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. The carnival, the event, the food at the Seaside Convention Center. And I think it's important that you all are bringing some joy to this because you're focusing on, you're taking a subject, which is a really painful, difficult thing that we mm-hmm. don't want to look at. It's a dark thing.
It is.
And you are shining some light and saying, let's talk about how we have healthy families. Let's talk about bullying. Let's talk about what's normal. And so it is a safe place to bring your whole family. They're not going to be exposed to hearing about the dark things you're going to be exposed to. Here's what's healthy. Here's what's good. Here's how you all right. can work well together.
Absolutely. The committee that's been planning this year has just been really, really fabulous. And Julie Soderberg has been great. She does just tremendous things around parenting and through the juvenile department. And we're just looking at different ways that we can approach this subject. And it includes everybody. You know, I mean, what family activities are out there? So we're inviting family, you know, agencies and not only just nonprofit agencies or government agencies, but we're also inviting extracurricular type agencies that, you know, like the jujitsu and, you know, just different places that can offer services to your family. The Seaside Parks and Rec will be there, have information about their services. It's just going to be a good time.
There are a lot of programs people don't know about, that's for sure. And in your opinion, I mean, let's talk, Ben, for a second. Is domestic violence on the rise? Is it declining? I mean, where are we kind of on this trajectory?
I would say the numbers are showing that the Women's Resource Center are having fewer calls, not by a lot, but by a considerable amount. We get calls weekly, sometimes daily. So it is a daily issue that we see in our county. I would hope through education we can get numbers down. However, if numbers are down, it might mean that it's hard for us to tell exactly what's going on in the community. And so, again, it's important for the community to know that domestic violence isn't acceptable in our community. And if we stand together as a community and make that known. But domestic violence is something that I see weekly.
And what is domestic violence? I mean, is there I would think it would cover a full spectrum of things.
It does. I mean, it can be verbal, it can be psychological, it can be financial. However, for Ben to see it, it has to be criminal.
We have to have some
which
criminal
is physical, control. Which you mean is physical.
Which is actual physical. There has to be some criminal component.
It can be physical, it can be coercion, it can
right.
be There's lots of different charges that can have a domestic violent component, and we will target those as domestic violence crimes. We do see a lot of, unfortunately, we see a lot of strangulation, mm-hmm. Which is physical. We
yes.
see, but it's usually in combination. It will have a couple components.
And for us, see, we work with women where it may not have risen to the level of criminal. It could be that it's verbal. I got to tell you, I've worked with lots of women that said that they would rather be hit than deal with one more beratement.
Which shatters their self-confidence, their self-esteem.
It's a form of torture, really.
Right.
I mean, the threat of harm is quite often used even as a tact of terrorism. So, you know, I mean, I don't want to get too intense, but that's really, that is the scope. It's hard to discuss that, but, you know, it's not just about, you know, oops, I got upset and I hit you. There's a lot that goes with that, and it generally builds up.
So early intervention is the best chance people have to
absolutely
have a healthy life for themselves and their families.
Absolutely, Donna. There's no question. Early intervention actually often gives us the best chance at avoiding the end result of domestic violence, which I'm sad to say is murder. I mean, that's what 4 women die every day in the United States from domestic violence. Every day. Now, I think the news and the media are doing a better job of calling what it is and calling it what it is, which is domestic violence. But many, many, many years, it's more like, oh, they've snapped, or, oh, it just came out of nowhere. No, it didn't come out of nowhere. There were very clear indicators that built up to the end result of murder. Would you agree with that, Ben?
Absolutely, absolutely.
When you work with the women who finally have the courage to come forth and say, you know, I can't do this anymore for myself or for my children. I'm beginning to respect myself enough to know that this isn't normal. I don't want to do this. How do they get in touch with you, and then they get a lot of support, and the success rates, I think, are pretty good, aren't they? That they.
Well, it's a process, because statistically it shows that 7 to 12 times it takes women to leave abusive relationships, especially if there's children involved. You know, to ask somebody to leave the father of their children, and I'm not saying all men are abusers. Actually, there are some women who have the same abusive type personalities, but we generally work mostly with women. I'd say about 95% of our clients are women. But to ask them to leave in the middle of the night, pack up their home, and then where are they going to go? A shelter? You know, I mean, wow, that's a lot to ask a human being to do. So it gets complicated in regards to the process, and it does take a long time.
So the first step, though, is there is what I'm hearing is that there is a lot of help out there.
There is.
And the first step is for someone who suspects and may not, it may again say, oh, this is just normal. Everybody, you know, this is how it is. They don't know. The first step is to just reach out and make that call.
Absolutely.
And the fact that, you know, as you're saying, it's everybody's business. Everybody's involved. So if it's somebody, if you're listening and you see, you know, a situation and you want to call, you will talk to people who say, you know, I'm worried about my neighbors because I hear yelling and I see, you know, and help me. What do I do? I mean, give me some information. I think we need.
I get a lot of calls like that, actually. I got to say, in this last year, I'd say that I've at least received, me just being one advocate, I've talked to at least over a dozen folks that have called in and say, I don't know what to do. I hear yelling, you know, and I don't want to be involved, but at the same time, I think this person is really being hurt. You know, there's some fear involved in that. And for so long, our society has said, look the other way. It's none of our business. Mm-hmm. My mother taught me that.
Yeah. But now, because of all the work that you all have done and others before you, people know domestic violence is a crime.
It is a crime.
And it will be prosecuted. Yes. And so on one level, that's excellent, because people know, oh, wait, maybe I'll stay my hand. Maybe, whoa, this is not a good thing. But on the other hand, as you said, it also might mean that a victim might say, oh, I better not call because then I'll get that person in trouble.
Right.
So it kind of has, it's a little double-edged sword, and you're trying to work on, again, educating people about that. So let's talk then more about, Terry has a question. He wants to know, on Saturday, the Healthy Homes 5K Fun Run Walk, because that's what this is about. It's about, there's this problem, it's domestic violence, and there's bullying, and there are all these issues that are go hand in hand. What does a healthy family look like? What does a healthy home look like? And you're trying to show people what that is. So this 10K, this 5K, sorry, 10 a.m., 10 a.m. 5K run. Terry wants to know, what type of things would the volunteers be asked to do during the run walk?
We would need volunteers to help out with registration. Okay. We would have registration tables set up. We would also have information tables set up. We would need some help with the setup of those tables, which is why we're asking people to show up a little bit early. We could also use a little help with the breakdown. Depending on the number of people we have, we might be able to have people with water buckets positioned at different parts of, most likely at the turnaround. There's going to be a turnaround point. And so there's lots of different things that we can get people to do, and being an active participant in this it would be a wonderful thing.
And where are the main booths will be set up under the bridge, Ben?
Yes, the main booths will be set up under
at the
bridge,
the
primarily. At, yes,
okay,
exactly.
So it starts, the real hub of it is the Maritime Memorial Park. That's 10 a.m. this Saturday. However, if you have a little time and you want to do something that will really make you feel good and help create a healthier community, you can show up there around 9 o'clock, and Ben will be there, and Catherine will be there, and all those good folks who are doing important things with the Women's Resource Center, so that you can be part of this.
Absolutely.
And help out as a volunteer. So I would encourage everyone to do that. And if you want to reach Catherine or Ben, I will leave. I will have all this information here at the studio, here at the radio station. You can call in if you're driving and you say, I want to do that. I want to show up for a few hours on Saturday. I want to show my support for healthy families and healthy communities. I'll leave all that information. We'll give them at the end of the show. Then again, we have the second annual Soup for the Soul event, Sunday, 1 to 4 at the Seaside Convention Center.
Yes, indeed. Please
Carnival,
come.
Fun for everyone.
It's going to be a blast. I'm so excited. And I love carnivals. And, you know, our very own Lieutenant Stanton from OSP, Oregon State Police, he also sits on our board. He is going to be our musical entertainment. And he's a heck of a musician. I was trying to get him to be in his uniform, but I don't think that's going to work. But anyways, I mean, it's just we're going to have hot dogs and PB&Js for the kids and soup as well. A lot of our community members are coming together to put this on, so please come and show your support.
Whether you live in Clatsop County or not, the Soup for the Soul at the Seaside Convention Center is a wonderful event to come to be part of. And we just have another minute or so left. Any last thing that you'd like to say, Ben?
You know, I'd like to say that in our county, we are very grateful that our county commissioners and our county manager fund victim services the way they do in the district attorney's office. Some counties don't have the funding to be able to prosecute all domestic violence cases that would merit prosecution. So there's countless reasons why we're absolutely lucky to live in Clatsop County, and I think that that's one of the top of my list.
Oh, thank you, Ben. That's great. I didn't know that. And?
And I got it. Just to piggyback what Ben says, I'm so grateful for the collaboration. Anywhere from law enforcement, we actually are leading in. We've been visited and nominated for kind of, you know, awareness of our program. The fact that we work so closely with law enforcement and victims' assistance, it's really kind of unheard of. So we're lucky to be in Clatsop County.
Very lucky.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your passion and for the very important work that you do to help educate all of us and bring all of the community together to help create healthy families, to show people what does the model of a healthy family look like and what's, you know, how can we get there? What are the tools that are offered? And you all offer so much. So thank you both so much for
thank
everything
you,
you're
Donna.
Doing.
Thank you so much,
and
Donna.
I hope that those of you listening will show up on Saturday for the 5K fun run and volunteer if you can, and also go to the Soup for the Soul on Sunday. I want to thank our engineer, Terry Wilson. He's extraordinary. And also local talented banjo instructor, Michael Brunn, for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life. Focus on those good things, on being grateful, on feeling good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.